Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Now that's the way to start a rock and roll show. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. And Jeff, we start off with a visit to Freedom Park, the music of Mara, right here on Ivory Towers Radio. What can you tell us about Mara, Jeff?
Well, Rick, they're a Philadelphia band. They've been around since the late 90s. And one of the great things about doing Ivory Towers Radio is that because it is all about the music, once a week I can find a band like Mara that I've never heard before and slap myself up the side of the head and go, my God, these guys are brilliant. These guys are great. We got to go buy some records. And I love that discovery. I love that experience.
That's a great tune. And I'm thinking these folks could be the second cousins of Bruce Springsteen. I'll guess if Bruce has heard that song, and I'm sure he probably has if they're from Philly, he's probably wishing, why didn't I write that song?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Rick. They did a band the band did a record in 2002, and one of the fellas singing backup on one of the songs was none other than Mr. Springsteen himself.
I detect that influence there, but boy, if we could have just two or three more bands like that around, the desolate state of rock and roll radio would be just picked up just by having a couple of those around.
Well, and that's what we're here to do this week, as is we're here to do every week on Ivory Towers Radio, because, Rick?
It is all about the music. And we like to rock and roll. We like to have fun, and I think we've got another tune like that designed to get you up and dancing. And if you're in your car, and I know a lot of folks listen to us in their cars, well, you'll just have to shimmy along with us. Time to go to your favorite spot, Jeff. Not mine, yours. Well, I like this spot too, but here we go.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot. You're wonderful. And this one's for all the brides who used to rock and roll.
1, 2, 3, 4! We'll be right back.
she used to rock and roll. I knew the time when she used to rock and roll.
Dave Edmonds, live. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And Rick, that's from 1999, a little Thin Biscuit Flower Hour action. That's a blast from the past, isn't it? And I just want to make mention, anybody who listens to this show regularly will know that I'm a huge Dave Edmonds fan. And I'm also a huge Nick Lowe fan, and so we have Dave Edmonds playing a great Nick Lowe tune there. And I collect some songs the way some people collect stamps. One of them is I Knew the Bride, and I don't know, I've got maybe a dozen different versions of it, various studio cuts, various live recordings, various artists. And the amazing thing to me is, on a great song like this, how so many people can do it so differently and still make it sound great.
It's a great song. You can't stop dancing to that song.
It's everything I love about rock and roll. It's got a great guitar lead. It's got sensible, almost poignant lyrics. And you can dance to it.
Yep, it rates right up there on the Dick Clark meter, although I'm guessing it never got played on that show. And that's why we have this show. We are the Underground Podcast, the alternative to the overplayed, over-corporatized music scene, and you're going to get good little chestnuts, nuggets like the Edmonds, and also lots of new music this week. We've got a bunch of it queued up and ready to go, if you are, Jeff.
I'm ready. We got some great, great music that I'm really proud, actually proud. I mean, sometimes, you know, but really proud. Let's play some music.
Okay, off we go.
Yeah.
night I will never forget. We took the subway to the rock and roll club. 3 hours later, the ambulance came and took you away forever. The summer night was hot and sticky. They searched for knives and weapons at the door. We got inside the club, it was packed. People pushing, shoving on the floor. It gave me kicks to make you jazz. I gave this other guy the eye. I didn't know my head game was a dead game. And that night you were going to die.
Quest. Music of the Plasmatics here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. We also heard in that set preceding the Plasmatics, Be Your Own Pet with The Kelly Affair, a song actually inspired by an interesting underground film, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. And starting us off, Sons and Daughters with Guilt Complex. I love that song. Excellent song. And that's not guilt spelled with a U. That's actually gilt, referring to gold and other precious metals. Jeff, what can you tell us about Sons and Daughters? Excellent, excellent tune.
Well, the great voice on that is Adele Bethel, and she can really sing. They're a Scottish band, Scotsman women, a couple of men, a couple of women. It's from a new album, I believe, almost, if it's not brand new, it's fairly brand new, called This Gift. And as soon as I heard this song, Rick, I knew you would love it because I knew you would love the vocals. But the other interesting thing about it is there's some pretty nifty guitar playing there, and that would be a fellow named Scott Patterson.
Well, I think that's a great find, and we've been neglecting maybe Scotland. We've played some Scottish groups in the past, but it's wonderful for us to get that in the show. Let me also mention Be Your Own Pet, a great band of teenagers who technically, I think, are barely out of high school, if that. But pretty sophisticated post-punk music, and I think goes along pretty well with the Sons and Daughters. The Plasmatics, also led by Wendy O. Williams, the infamous Wendy O. Williams, the late Wendy O. Williams. And I think her life and her lifestyle sort of fit what Be Your Own Pet were singing about. So I thought that all seemed to go together quite well.
Hey, let me ask you one quick question. Beyond the Valley of the Dolls is an underground film?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it underground, but just... maybe a cult film, so okay. Maybe I misspoke.
I'm just laughing because you and I are old enough to remember when it came out. No one was saying nice cultural critical things about it then.
No, I seem to remember one word associated with it. But, you know, someone who, I'm not sure whether we respect him, but someone that we both read, Roger Ebert from Chicago, certainly.
The Bride Center.
Yes, and as someone who loves that film, and
he loves that film.
Yeah, you know why.
Well, no, it's probably too long and involved to go into here. But Rick, if somebody wants to send us an email, I'll be happy to send them the explanation of why Roger Ebert loves that film. We'll also take requests because
we do take requests, and that Plasmatic song is a good example of that. And before I get to that, I would like you to give the email address, but...
I will.
But
I thought we were doing some fancy radio segue.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we are doing a fancy radio segue, and I don't know it. But I want to point out that that set, two-thirds of which are new music, brand new music, and underneath us right now, also some new music that one of our listeners wrote in and asked about. So this music, believe it or not, is from Nine Inch Nails and their new 2-hour-long ambient release. That's one of those releases that you can get on the internet, released by the band, no record label attached, just another one of those new ways that music is coming at you. So if you like a little bit of what's playing underneath us, there you go with that. So, Jeff, now the email.
You can send us an email address. I can send us an email address. See, I'm so concerned with being hip and with it, I can't talk. You may send us an email. You are able to send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ, radio@att.net.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
the music of Machine Head in the Metal Shop this week with their tune, Now I Lay Thee Down, from their 2007 release, The Blackening. Jeff, that that release was up for a Grammy for Best Heavy Metal, but did not win, as we know. We talked about a few weeks back that Slayer took home the Grammy again, second year in a row, but Machine Head, one of those newer metal bands, well, at least for those of us who've been following metal since its inception, newer metal bands, they have more than a half a dozen releases, so I probably shouldn't say newer metal bands, but certainly one of those at the Pantheon these days. So if you want to know what's happening in heavy metal, that's a really good example of current metal taste.
They're very angry, aren't they?
Well, a lot to be angry about these days. And as we've talked about, metal bands sometimes are at the forefront of protest about life and society. So, yeah, I think that that's a reason why people get into metal. Certainly, I think why I got into metal at a fairly young age. I think it's typical teenage angst expressed that way, and some people never find a way to process that. And so metal bands continue on. And personally, my personal view, I know we're getting way too far into the psychology of heavy metal, but my personal view is...
Not on the Ivory Towers podcast.
No. Well, we've shied away from the psychology of it for a very long time, but my personal view is just like a good cup of espresso, as I've said before, or as some people would say, a piece of pie every day, it doesn't hurt if you're driving home to have some metal. It's a great way to get rid of the road rage, I think.
It works for me.
No, it doesn't work for you because you never play it on the highway, I'm sure.
No, now that I have to drive, and I won't bore the listeners with why I have to drive, but now that I have to drive more than I've driven in the last 20 years, I find that punk does the trick for me.
Yeah, well,
so,
punk.
Same philosophy.
Yeah, same philosophy. Punk, metal, something that's got... it's got the accelerator all the way down. As long as you're not doing the same thing while you're driving, you're fine. Well, we have played lots of new rock and roll on this show and lots more new rock and roll coming up on the other side of this public service announcement. Please stick around.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, more or less. A set that gives us a survey of where rock inspired by blues is at right now. A set of relatively new music. That last one from Two Gallants, which is a duo out of the UK. The Hand That Held Me Down. Preceding that, music that's all been released in the last 10 days. So all music from 2008 at the beginning of the set. Starting us off, the Raconteurs, Salute Your Solution. And in the middle, the Black Keys. That's music that's only about 3 or 4 days old as far as the release. Strange Times. Not Strange Times, but you know, there was a time at the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, where blues rock was king. And I'm wondering, Jeff, if this is the trend with a number of bands like this that have lots of people on college campuses really enthused. What's your thought?
Well, I think that's an odd question to ask me for me to have a thought about something. I like the Raconteurs a lot, as well as you do, and I'm not so sure it's the blues element of it. I'm not so sure it just sounds modern. It just sounds rock and roll, but it's just got a little more modern beat to it that's got the young people interested. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it does. For those who don't know, and those who follow the Raconteurs know that Jack White of the White Stripes is also one of the leaders of this particular band. But they have obviously a more complex and different sound than the White Stripes, although certainly Jack White's influence can be heard in the Raconteurs. And I think both bands have a blues foundation in what they do. And let's just face it, Jack White is just one great guitar player, and he brings it. When he comes, he brings it.
He does, and I think he's also, and this is not to downplay anybody else in the band, but I think he's also one of those musicians who makes everybody around him sound better. Clarence Clemons is a great sax player, but Clarence Clemons outside of the E Street Band is just a great sax player.
I think that's probably true, but there are some good songwriters and producers also part of the Raconteurs. Some people these days, some rock critics these days refer to them as a supergroup, although I'm not sure everyone is of equal weight as far as you say, talent and background in that band. But together as a group, I think they make great music. And I don't think Jack should leave the White Stripes, and I love the White Stripes too. But I'm glad he's able to vary these projects up. Last year, the White Stripes toured at least for a time until they ran into some issues. And the Raconteurs are going to tour this summer. So for those of you who are planning for that, that's something to take a look at. And we don't always have a direct connection to the Ivory Towers blog, but a lot of the music we're playing this week is music that has been reviewed on the Ivory Towers blog in the past few weeks, past few months. And so here's our time where we can actually talk about our writing on the blog. And Jeff and I are both part of a team that write on the blog. This week we actually have a piece, believe it or not, Jeff, we, over the span of Ivory Towers Radio, we have played, we talk a lot about playing Canadian music, but little did I know until this week that we have actually done a great survey of Scandinavian rock and roll over the course of Ivory Towers' life. If you look at what we've done on Ivory Towers Radio and all the great bands that are being played out of Scandinavia right now, in more or less the past 18 months, we have played all of the best. Did you realize this?
I realized that, and but only after I read your outstanding article on the Ivory Towers blog that put it all in perspective, and then did bring up one of the great four-letter words from rock and roll from our childhood.
Well, we don't have to repeat that word here, because I think in the past when we've talked about Swedish bands, we have mentioned their name, and if you don't know their name, that's good for you. Maybe you're too young to know them, and you can go look them up on the blog. And if you're interested about writing about music, politics, media, and of course that four-letter word which we won't say. You can find that at http://ivorytowers, and that's all one word with a Z or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Give you all my paycheck, but you say it's not enough. I work a lot of overtime. Yes, I do, because times are kind of rough. Yes, they are. I can't seem to please you when I try to get you through. Oh, talk to me, baby, please, and tell me what it is. What it is that won't let shame. I know you want to leave me, but you say you're gonna stay. Oh, baby, the way you treat me. Oh, I love you still. Talk to me, baby. Please tell me what it is. What it is. Make me love you the way I do. Let me tell. The deepest sea, yeah. Walk across the hot desert. As long as I know, I've got to know you'll be waiting back for me, baby. One more thing I'll do, yeah. I'll dive into the ocean, bring up one grain of sand. Would you clap a little loud? Yeah. Some of y'all ain't clapping. Everybody, come on. Yeah. Yeah. Let me hear you say that. Yeah. 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 Yeah!
If I attend church all day Sunday, come back home and raise, I think a few of them heard it. Shall I go a little further? Do a little more? Ain't nobody's business what I do. If one day I have ham and bacon, and the next day ain't nothing shaking, oh, it ain't nobody's business what I do.
Thank you. A well-deserved round of applause for Johnny Winter and here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's live, Mean Town Blues from 1971. Johnny Winter and the name of the band. Started off with some more live blues, Little Milton, What It Is, 1972, live at Montreux. And in the middle, perhaps the not only the king of the blues, but the king of the live blues record, B.B. King, Ain't Nobody's Business. That's from Live at the Apollo in 1990. And Rick, can one pick between the guitar playing in any of those records, or does one just enjoy it?
That set is a guitar workout. But the great thing about it is, if you listen to it closely, every one of those guitar players has their signature. And even if you listen to that last song, the Mean Town Blues, you can hear the difference between Johnny Winter and Rick Derringer on that cut, having a duet with each other. They definitely have different styles and different signatures, and every one of those lead players, even if you didn't hear them sing, if you listen to the rock and roll guitar long enough, you know who's playing, and certainly B.B. There's nobody who sounds like B.B. King.
Nobody at all, and we've been remiss not playing some Little Milton before this, because in his time, in the early 60s, he was a protege, a disciple of B.B. King, and in fact was almost as big as B.B. was, and I'm glad we were able to get around to him. And can I just stick in a couple of tiny musicology, one tiny musicology lesson and then a personal remembrance?
Well, please do, but I think we've also been remiss and not playing that Johnny Winter live before, because that's a great recording, and we played Johnny Winter more or less, Johnny Winter as a sideman on some other songs in the past, but I don't think we've given him the spotlight he deserves.
No, and in fact, that's one of the personal remembrance I was going to mention. That record from 1971 is one of the first two or three rock and roll albums I ever owned. I've still got the vinyl, there aren't many groups left, but it has been listened to many times, and it has quite possibly one of the greatest covers of Johnny B. Goode on it, with Rick Derringer and Johnny Winter blasting away. And I just want to, on the mini musicology lesson, because I do think we have a longer musicology lesson coming up, but on the mini musicology lesson, for B.B. King fans, I mentioned he's the king of the live blues album, and this one's pretty good, but there are a couple that are a whole lot better. The generally accepted best B.B. King live is called Live at the Regal, and that was done in the early mid-60s, just as in a Chicago blues club, just as the blues clubs were going out of business before they were revived and you get white audiences in them. These would have been black and African-American audiences. My all-time favorite B.B. King live record is called B.B. King Live at the Cook County Jail, and the Regal's good, and most people think Live at the Regal's is best, but Live at the Cook County Jail from 1970 or so, that is an experience.
Well, we certainly are experiencing different facets of blues and blues rock this week. We had our set of newer blues rock, and certainly in the musicology zone in that last set, but now I think if you haven't had enough blues, we've got just one more nugget left, don't we, Jeff?
One little one to go.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Don't move your head. Don't move.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. The music there from the Rolling Stones. The Stones covering Slim Harpo, bluesman Slim Harpo, with Shake Your Hips. That's a demand. That is a demand on this show. We've been shaking our hips, I think, from the very first number in this show, and the Stones have it down. That's from Exile on Main Street, the, I think, wonderful Exile on Main Street, but very controversial when it was released in its time, because lots of experimentation on it from the Stones, including that particular number. And for those looking for musicology, and maybe, Jeff, you have something to add here, you may be familiar with that particular rhythm line from Slim Harpo. It not just informs that cover by the Stones, but also there's a particular ZZ Top number, probably the first ZZ Top that ever broke through on the radio. Well, they lift that rhythm line altogether.
It's funny you mention that, because if you listen to classic rock radio, I believe that's the only song ZZ Top ever did, right?
Well, there's a great ZZ Top canon of songs, and we've barely dipped into it, strangely enough, since we often play lots of Texas music. That's one. I love that first ZZ Top release with Getting on the Bus and some of those songs. But you're right. That had been overplayed somewhat by album-oriented rock radio. And there's lots of other ZZ Top for us to play.
We've played some ZZ Top before, haven't we?
We have. And we're probably overdue to get to some other ZZ Top. I think we played some months back, maybe from their most recent release. But there's all sorts of ZZ Top to get into, since we're talking blues and Texas blues, and then not always the ZZ Top that got played on the radio would be interesting to get into. But, Jeff, you promised some musicology, so have we covered the board on Shake Your Hips and Slim Harpo? Is there something else?
No, we've done that, and I'm saving my main musicology lesson for our next set.
Well, without further ado, more music on the other side of this cross-promotional announcement. Stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower. Inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right. Now.
You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the metal shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivory towers with a z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivory towers radio. That's towers with a z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
you ever ask them why? If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh and know they love you.
And you, of 10 years, can't know the things that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh and know they town feeling here to remind you.
Jimmy Clicker be time. The talk to take of it. I talk to feel of it. We're in the thick of it. So bite the break of it. Oh. Top the take of it, atop the funeral pyre. We're in the thick of it, so bite the brick of it all. Your tithing teeth had never sung a fitting tune for a setting sun. I know your ghost is somewhere.
Grand Archives, A Setting Sun, new music on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And that was our musicology folk country rock set, almost 40 years. We started out with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from Deja Vu in 1970, Teach Your Children Well. And in between, the well-known Scottish folk rock band, Teenage Fan Club, Ain't That Enough, that song's from 1997. And Rick, one of our goals here at Ivory Towers Radio is to teach the young people, and hopefully they can hear that just because your grandparents listen to a song, it doesn't mean it's not hip and it's not relevant.
We seem to have got our Scottish bands caught up on our Scottish quota this week.
Well, we've been neglecting. I know, and we've been neglecting them as well. So I thought I should squeeze a couple in.
Well, it's time for us to explore some new scenes besides Canada and Sweden. Some of the other favorites that we've had, Mexico lately. So I will tell you that I love that set, beautiful pedal steel, wonderful harmonies. Those bands, including CSNY, we're certainly listening to the Byrds, listening to Graham Parsons, listening to Sweetheart of the Rodeo, I think.
Exactly. And it goes to show that, first off, there's never anything necessarily new, and secondly, there's not anything necessarily bad about that. If you're going to borrow from the good stuff and try to expand upon it, and I think that's what each of these Teenage Fan Club and Grand Archives did. I really like The Setting Sun. That's a really nice song.
It's a beautiful song to go out on and appropriate. So our sun is setting. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you, Rick.
And thanks to our listeners for listening this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.